Hey leaders, in this episode of Building a Culture of Collaboration, Lorna and I reflect on the phenomena of the implementation dip. We'll break down what it is, its impact on team endeavors, and most importantly, how to navigate implementation dips when leading a culture of collaboration. So let's get started.
Intentional and purposeful focus on building a culture of collaboration is the secret for leaders striving to make a difference. In Building a Culture of Collaboration, Curtis and Lorna Hewson will share simple tips, ideas, and strategies to take your organization's collaborative efforts to the next level.
Welcome to episode 14 of Building a Culture of Collaboration. As always, I'm Lorna Hewson, co-founder and lead learner of Jigsaw Learning.
And I'm Curtis Hewson. Today, we're going to examine something known as the implementation dip. So as we get started, we're going to talk first about what it is, but maybe we should take a moment to pause and think about why talk about this on a podcast focused on building a culture of collaboration. Because today, implementation dips are really about organizational change and bringing in change theory. So I think it's important that we recognize when we're building a culture of collaboration, that's not the end.
No.
Right? Like we're not building a culture of collaboration just to be collaborating. We're doing that to help us move forward organizational priorities, to be able to see as great a success as we possibly can within our organization. And we believe doing that through collaboration brings out everybody's strengths, talents, and that the team, when working effectively, is stronger than any one person.
And fostering that culture of collaboration allows us to accomplish, not just accomplish, but effectively accomplish what we hope to achieve through our priorities or through our school planning.
And really, if we're engaging in any work that involves human beings, we're going to be fraught with adaptive challenges that are going to require innovations. It's going to require refinement of structures and processes. You're constantly in the process of change. And this is where implementation dips really come into play. So why don't we start there with what is an implementation dip? Because we've spent a lot of time talking about it and living, experiencing it over a large number of years. So implementation dips to you, what is that?
Yeah, so we need to establish first that this is a component of learning. That this is just part of how we learn new things or how we try to start or process change in whatever setting that we're in. But when we think about implementation dips, that's when we are working on implementing an initiative, a new project, a certain area that you want to be able to focus on in terms of your school planning or your district planning. But
or
what happens,
any organizational priorities that you're trying
absolutely.
To accomplish.
But what happens is that you start the work and usually people are quite excited about getting going. And then you start to move along and start to see some changes. And then it begins to get a little bit hard.
So it's understanding that as we engage in initiative and grow, our success is not linear.
No,
it's not that we just keep seeing
at all
increases in results, in productivity, in satisfaction.
That's what we hope it would look
That's
like.
That's what we think. And we often joke, we often in our workshops will share a picture that says what people think success looks like. And it's a straight line moving up.
And really,
on increasing. And then the next picture shows what it really looks like. And it's just a messy swirl of
So bottom line is that it's when you are working through those changes or through an implementation of some kind that you do come to a place where it gets difficult or you don't feel like you are moving at the rate that you had hoped, or there are some things that you're facing that are really quite challenging. And this is when we start to make that downward move from what we had started. And at that point, this, what we call the implementation dip, is that when we're working so hard, we have that pause. And we pause to look at, you know, what are we doing? And we actually kind of can feel like, the work that we are engaging in is stalling
yeah.
or just really difficult to move forward.
So that implementation dip within an organization is really where it's feeling like this work is maybe not having the impact that we wanted. It's more difficult now, or we often, well, and we experienced this ourselves when we were first establishing some of our team meetings. And when we started on just surface level, things were good. We were seeing improvement. But then as the conversations got more and more challenging, which is what we wanted, we'd see the dip. We'd see people experiencing maybe some frustration, maybe a little bit of burnout. And it's understanding that that dip has to happen if you're making real organizational change.
Yes, sustainable change.
And in fact, you're probably going to experience multiple implementation dips when we are implementing something that is about shifting the way we've previously operated, or maybe even shifting some beliefs that we may have held as an organization or individuals within the organization.
So teams sometimes will hear questions like, are we going to continue with this? This is really quite difficult, and I don't think that we're going to be able to achieve the end that we had hoped.
Right.
And those are usually the indications that people are feeling either, you know, pushing through that change, or they're feeling like they are not seeing the success that they want. And you have people who are now a little bit resistant to moving forward, and that really it's not that positive place. But if you are aware of the implementation dip, that this is a part of change and what's going to happen, then when you start getting those questions as leaders, then you know it's time to be able to really focus on, what is our end result? And let's talk about this, and let's talk about that implementation change.
Right.
And how do we move through it? One of the easiest things for staff to do, and often this happens when you see different implementations not succeed, is our easiest way through that is to say, let's stop. Let's go back to what we were doing before, because it worked better.
This is really then, let's move on to how does it impact teams? And so the implementation does exactly, implementation dips do that. That's one of the ways it impacts teams, is people questioning whether we should be engaging in the work that we're doing, and why don't we just go back to the way that we've done things in the past.
Yeah, and that's much easier than continuing to push through and continuing to change.
And the ironic piece of that is it may be returning back to something that we know does not work.
It's not effective.
As well for us. But it's when we hit that implementation dip, it just has such impact for us. And again, we talked about things like feeling of burnout, frustration, not seeing the success that we thought would be coming.
Even opposition.
Yeah.
You might face.
And this is definitely one of the ways that it impacts team is for anyone who was maybe a little resistant, hesitant, on the fence regarding the initiative to begin with, this actually opens up an opportunity to be able to voice that it may swing to one side of, I told you so, or even just to voice, you know, I had concerns prior to, and this is just vindicating that we're not seeing the impact that we thought through this initiative. And we see it all the time in the organizations that we work with, primarily schools, when implementing collaborative structures into the school, when implementing a new timetable, when implementing a new assessment policy. Any one of those things is going to bring about implementation dips. And oftentimes when it gets hard, it's, why don't we just go back to what we had done previously?
So the next step to consider then is, how do we actually navigate this? Because we know that it is likely to occur, and you will likely face some of the things that we've just been talking about.
Well, I've often shared with organizations when I've been working with them in workshops that if you are making true change within your organization and true innovation, you will hit implementation dips. It's inevitable. It's not something to avoid. It's something to understand that it's part of the change process, and we need to be able to navigate it. So, how do we navigate it?
We'll be right back to continue this episode.
We have all felt like this before when engaging in team meetings, feeling like our time is not being maximized or that this could have just been an email. As a leader, how can we ensure this is not the reality for everyone in the room? Rather than just simply coming together into a shared space, we really need to ensure that whenever we are engaging as a team in meetings, that the time is being utilized to its utmost and that we are truly seeing impact as a result of our conversations. My name is Curtis Hewson, lead learner and co-founder of Jigsaw Learning. In this free on-demand webinar, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 planning considerations and then 5 facilitation considerations that you can put into place as a leader to take your team meetings to the next level. Access this webinar, and in addition to these 10 considerations, numerous free resources will be shared that you can begin using immediately. I can't wait to have you join me to learn how we can ensure that team meetings are having their optimal impact.
And now back to our conversation.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is being able to create that awareness.
Yeah.
So first of all, the awareness for leader in understanding that it is likely that you are going to face this when you start to move forward. But the second component of building that awareness is with your staff.
Yeah.
To actually take the time with your staff, and even before you hit the implementation dip, it's important to be able to share with your staff that through this work, we know that it's hard, and some of the things that we're going to try to work through are difficult, and we likely are going to get to a place where we start to question.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, this is called an implementation dip, and actually walk through that conversation with your staff about, you know, we're going to face this at some point, and when you see it, we're going to have some conversations about how do we continue to move through.
Well, I can remember in our own school, we had done exactly that. We spent time as a staff team. We had read an article, and we'll actually include in the show notes a blog that we had written about what is the implementation dip and how to be able to navigate it. That may be perfect to read with your staff group. We had read a one-page article, and I can remember when an EA had come in, an educational assistant, and had said, I think we're in a dip right now, and could language it and express it. That awareness was huge to be able to say, okay, I'm feeling this way, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yes.
It doesn't mean that our work is not moving forward or this initiative is not going as planned. This is a point of pause.
And it's really important to know that we're not trying to avoid this. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the implementation dip because it's something that you need to do to avoid it and navigate around it, mm-hmm. but rather embrace it, knowing that it is likely to happen. So then how do we work together as a team to be able to navigate forward, knowing what our end goal is? And perhaps there's some shifts that we need to make.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that we can continue to move forward, but really embrace the idea that it's actually a part of learning. It's actually a part of the change that we're trying to achieve.
Yeah, I've once heard a speaker, and you've heard this one before, that said the point is not to avoid an implementation dip. As leaders, we just want to shorten the length and the depth of it that we're engaging in.
So, and I would say the impact of it as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I think, and you mentioned this already, the idea of in that place, one of the things that we can do to navigate is take it as a moment to pause.
Mm-hmm.
And we often talk about, again, related to organizational change and initiatives, that idea of ready, fire, aim, that we ready ourselves and then we have to fire. We learn through that process and then we're going to aim. We're going to make adjustments as we go rather than ready, aim before we ever fire. But when you hit that implementation dip, this is a great time to aim.
Yeah.
Come as a leadership team and say, okay, are there any adjustments that we should be making? Any changes, any further refinements? Maybe I often, as a leader, would have in my mind, when is the right time to take the next step forward without overwhelming people? And I found out for myself, and I've shared this with other people, oftentimes the best place to make the next step is when we hit a point of friction.
Mm-hmm.
When we hit a little point of there's a bit of frustration that's coming, and now's the right time to introduce that next step, rather than trying to introduce a next step and next step and next step and people getting overwhelmed.
Well, and this is a great opportunity, like that fork in the road, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity for us to say, so we have some next steps to consider. We're going to aim, but how do we do that? And being able to gather some input from your team too, mm-hmm. about how do we move forward now that we're at this point of, you know, really decision-making about where it goes next.
Well, and when you say working with the team, we'll throw in the show notes another blog that you recently wrote, mm-hmm. about establishing a lead team within your organization, and having that lead team being able to be almost in a sense two steps ahead of the rest of the staff, to be able to be navigating what are some of the frustrations, what are some of the barriers, what are some of the dips that we are experiencing, and getting ahead of them proactively.
Yeah.
And I think, and you wrote about this, the idea of that team meeting on a regular basis, mm-hmm. allows us to be constantly navigating and thinking about those next steps.
Well, and the beauty of having that lead team is that often they are the ones that identify this implementation gap.
They can see it a little bit more proactively, or just from what they're hearing or experiencing.
Yeah, so that's a really great part of having that lead team, is that we are able to recognize when things are shifting and changing, and what is the feel from the rest of the staff, and how do we move through this?
So you and I, in our other podcast, Leading Collaborative Response, we had talked with a principal. Her name was Carrie Huck at Woodbridge Farms Elementary in just outside of Edmonton, Alberta. And she had talked about that idea of having a lead team within her school that was critical to kind of help forecast those next steps. And she talked a lot about surveying staff,
like
regularly.
Intentional review of what's happening.
Intentional. So I think that's another thing to consider, is how are you gathering feedback on an ongoing basis in regards to what you're doing, mm-hmm. as an organization to, again, anticipate when those dips are occurring, and and being able to make on the fly revisions. Aim.
That's right. And constantly getting that input, because then everyone is involved in the decision making, even if that comes through, mm-hmm. you know, that feedback that you're collecting, or through a survey, or through exit slips. Like, those are all ways for us to be able to gather information from our teams to be able to determine those next steps. You know, another thing that is really important when we think about implementation dip is being able to recognize the impact that we are having, mm-hmm. and to be able to take time and identify celebrations of the work that you are doing. So regularly celebrate the improvements that are happening, or the steps that are taking place. And and even if they are small steps, always understanding that when we celebrate, we're able to think forward, and we're able to start seeing we are making some movement, we're making some progress. Without taking time to celebrate, then we, and I say we, but that's, you know, the collective we, we constantly look at what's not working.
Right.
And in the effort to be able to do some problem solving, but it doesn't allow us to say what is working.
So we know that in building that culture of collaboration, there's that idea of creating organizational resiliency.
Yeah.
So that a resilient culture can weather implementation dips, that experience. But the way we build that resiliency is through constant celebration and recognizing what it is that we're doing that's working effectively overall. So it's almost like a proactive step that we're taking. We will make sure to throw in a link to another episode of this podcast where we talked about celebrations and why they matter within a culture of collaboration. So I also think that we can always be able to, with that celebration, turn back to some data. And we know that when we're implementing an initiative or some type of organizational change, there's a difference between lead and lag measures. Sorry, what were you going to say? With lead and lag measures, oftentimes the lag measures are the things that we're trying to impact as a result of this initiative. Right. So again, within the schools we work with, lag measures might be things like graduation rates, attendance rates, student success. In our home province of Alberta, there's diploma exams in grade 12, so achievement. But we might not see those results.
Not immediately.
In fact, we can also see them dip sometimes when we're instituting new ways of being. Again, Ed's, the implementation dip might actually get shown through some of our data. This is why the lead measures are so important. And those lead measures are, what are the observables or the behaviors that are going to predict changes in the lag measures over time? So I think if we can focus in especially on some of those lead measures, like what are some of the attitudinal adjustments that are making? What are some of the more qualitative or observable things that can then help fuel those celebrations, which again can help lessen the depth of an implementation dip happening, because we can share, but look at what
you can start to see.
We can start to see improvement already, rather than, trust me, by doing what we're doing in 3 years, we're going to see it impacted. If I hear that, I don't know if I'm going to invest 3 years before we ever see any type of shift or movement happening. It's a little bit unpredictable.
So when we think about those lead measures too, you can collect that information again through things like feedback surveys or, you know, any, again, those exit slips, any ways of being able to monitor some of those measures that we will be able to recognize celebrations from those lead measures.
So once again, we'll include some resources that we've mentioned here in the show notes, but we hope this has helped in understanding the implementation dip, what it looks like, the impact it has, and some ways to help mitigate, like we said, the depth and the length of the dips when they happen in our organization. We also are going to ensure that we include a free webinar, a link to a free webinar focused on considerations to transform team meetings that may be of value for you as well. We'd really encourage you, if you've appreciated this episode, to subscribe, to like it if you're watching on YouTube, and please share it with a friend if you think that would be of value. As always, please reach out if you have questions or if you have any experiences in relation to implementation dips and things that you've done successfully within your organization as well. We wish you all the best, and until next episode, take care.
See you soon.
For more on collaborative response, visit jigsawlearning.ca or join the JL Insider to receive access to newly added resources and content.